by Cody McIlroy. Cody, man, Dusty and I both want to congratulate you on signing this free agent deal with the Rams, and we are extremely enamored by your story. So I think we've got a label for you that we'll see if you are happy to wear before the show's over with.
Okay.
Take us through this.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Take us through this journey, man. I mean, you left Chattanooga High School and you went to Wilburton, Oklahoma, which is not usually a destination for everybody, and then winds all the way to this signing a free agent deal with the Rams.
Yes, I was kind of all over the place. Like you said, went from Chattanooga to Wilburton to Eastern. That's a junior college. I played baseball there for a year. Was recruited by the University of Texas, went down there for a year, played my sophomore year there of baseball. Things didn't work out there the way we wanted them to, so my third year of school, I went to Cameron University, and that's in Lawton, Oklahoma. Played there, was fortunate enough to get drafted by the Braves. Went and played for the Braves for a year. Kind of decided that, you know, baseball wasn't my passion, didn't have the love and the passion for the game that it takes to play minor league baseball and go through that grind. So I came back to school to graduate and wanted to give basketball a shot. So I walked on at Oklahoma State and played there for a year, graduated from school, got into coaching baseball. You know, I was a GA for a semester at Oklahoma State, and then Wichita State hired me there as a coach. And so I went up there, coached baseball for a year, and again decided, hey, this travel, this recruiting, you know, that's not what I wanted for my life. So that's when I went to Southeastern this past fall. Was going to get a degree in safety, try to get into the oil field as a safety man, and end up playing football, and it worked out pretty well for me and started getting calls. So I decided I'd give it a run and see what I could do with it.
That's incredible, man. Congratulations to you. Is there any sport that you're not ridiculously good at?
Yes, golf. And that's the one I wish I was good at it because all my buddies want to go play. My dad goes and plays with me, and I'm terrible. I can't hit it straight. I can't putt. I can't chip. I can't do anything.
That's incredible. Did you play? Obviously, you didn't play football in high school. You went to Chattanooga. They don't have a football team. So
right.
What made you think that you could be good at football?
So I always liked football. I was always a fan of football. And, you know, I'm 6'7", 260, so I had the size. I had the athleticism. And when I went down there, you know, it was the only sport I hadn't played yet, and I was bored on campus and never been not around sports. And so I felt like I had a ton of free time. And so I just thought, hey, I got 1 year left. Might as well do it to say I did it. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. I liked the physicality that comes with it. I really liked the competition that comes in at every single play. You know, you're going up with somebody, and either you got to block them or beat them on a route. So I really enjoyed the whole environment and the whole mentality that comes with it.
Wow, that's just awesome. What's been the toughest part? I mean, how are you on a six technique when you're putting your hand in the dirt and you gotta reach him? I mean, what's that been like? Just, you know, learning the nuances, the techniques, and what it takes to have success there at the line of scrimmage.
Well, the thing that's been the hardest is, like you said, the six technique. When they were telling me that stuff at the beginning, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what a six technique was. I didn't know what a three technique was. I didn't know how to identify the fronts or what the safeties were doing or what coverages they were in. So I think that part was the hardest. I wasn't used a ton in blocking at Southeastern. I was primarily a receiving guy, but I'm willing to block, and I'm aggressive and physical, but just knowing which man is mine and kind of what the defense is doing and things like that, that was the toughest for me just to learn the game after, you know, never being exposed to it.
What was life as a walk-on like at Oklahoma State? I mean, you were on a pretty good basketball team. When you did get in the game, you got into Bedlam game and you fired up two threes, which I love. I mean, you're not bashful. I mean, you did get the box score. But that was a good group to be around, a lot of talented players.
Yeah, it was. And Juwan Evans, you know, he was our point guard, and he's with the Clippers now. So we've talked a little bit. Hopefully I can get up with him when I get out there. And, of course, Phil Forte was hurt that year, but he was a ton of fun to be around, and watching him work was incredible. And the man would get up, you know, 600 threes every day. He'd be there before workouts in the morning shooting at 5 a.m. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed my time there. And back in high school when, you know, I was kind of the good player and I was always on the court, I always said, hey, if I was one of them bench guys, when I got in the game, I'd be shooting the ball. And so when I got the chance at LSU, when I got in the game, I was firing that thing up.
Listen, there is no doubt anymore after hearing what I just heard. Okay, so I don't know if you listen to sports radio in Oklahoma, but the guy that comes on after us, he's the ultimate, Jim Traber. And
oh, yeah.
He played at Oklahoma. You know who Traber is?
Oh, I've called in and got into him with Russ plenty of times. When he starts getting on Russ, I call in all the time.
Beautiful. Well, we want you to know you have become – he was the ultimate of high school sports. in Baltimore, Maryland. We have decided that since you are good at everything, you are also the ultimate as it relates to Oklahoma sports. So are you willing to accept the fine distinction we're wanting to give you here as being the new ultimate in Oklahoma?
I don't know. That comes with a lot. I feel like that comes with a lot from Jim. You know, he's always got something going. I don't know if I can quite live up to that name.
We've been rejected, Marcus.
No, I don't know. You know how nicknames go. I mean, you don't get to decide. I think if it's sticks,
that's right.
It sticks.
You don't get to decide. You don't get to decide. I'll try my best to live up to it. I'll tell you that much.
Tell me some baseball stories when you were in the minor leagues. What made you say – the ultimate said that he had a moment in Mexico when he knew his career was over. So what is the Oklahoma's ultimate moment in minor league baseball that this is it for me?
You know, through college, I was you know, the 3 years of college, I was kind of wishing I was playing college basketball. I just kind of knew that, like I said, I didn't have that love and passion for baseball. And I got to the minor leagues, and kind of what did it for me was I was thinking – okay, what if I play in the minor leagues for 5 or 6 years? I don't make it to the big leagues. I haven't finished my degree yet. Then I'm 28 years old. What am I going to do then? And so that's what kind of originally made me want to go back to school and finish my degree, because baseball was going to be there in a year if I wanted to go back. But I didn't want to be up the road and, you know, not have anything to fall back on and kind of be in trouble later on in my life. So that's what kind of led me to stepping away from it.
As far as the football side goes, you obviously signed as an undrafted free agent with the Rams, a really good football team. But what's your outlook on that? Kind of what's your schedule? And just talking with your agent or with the coaches there in L.A., I mean, what's the realistic opportunity you're going to have when you get there?
So I'm going out there the 14th for rookie minicamp and all that stuff. And from talking with the coaches, you know, I think – obviously, there's going to be a learning curve and a lot of things that I'm going to have to adjust to. But I think going in with my size and athleticism, I think I'm going to have a chance to get on the field. I think it's a good situation for me for what they want to do with tight ends and the type of offense they run and their offensive coordinator and the kinds of things that they're trying to do with that offense, I think fits me and my abilities and my athleticism really well. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And like I said, there's going to be a learning curve. But I'm looking forward to getting out there and competing and trying to get on the field as fast as possible.
Hey, we're going to get this up on our website and podcast later today, man. Thanks a lot, Cody. We appreciate your time. We're going to keep up with you and love to have you back on, man.
Okay, thanks, Cody. Good. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.